Hi, good afternoon. Thank you all for coming. So my name's Amy Wishner. My co-author, Kathy Marker, is unfortunately not able to be with us today. The Pennsylvania Immunization Education Program is based at the Pennsylvania chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. We're funded by the Pennsylvania Department of Health and the Philadelphia Department of Public Health, and we collaborate with the Pennsylvania Academy of Family Physicians, Pennsylvania Osteopathic Medical Association, the Pennsylvania Immunization Coalition, the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, and the American Association of Medical Assistants. We do a variety of activities, and I have a brochure in the back, and I have plenty more if you didn't get one, that describe all the activities, but today I'm talking about the immunization skills workshops that we do. So the immunization skills workshops are hands-on training in correct vaccine preparation and administration, vaccine storage and handling, power failure, vaccine reactions, and documentation. We view them as a real opportunity to promote healthcare worker and patient safety, to develop immunization advocates, partially by addressing their concerns about vaccine safety, to promote healthcare worker immunization, to promote immunization registries and local immunization coalitions. Each workshop lasts about 3 hours, and it consists of a pretest that people complete when they walk in the room. Then we have discussion in PowerPoint. We show a 25-minute DVD, immunization techniques, best practices with infants, children, and adults. We have additional discussion in PowerPoint. Then each person goes to a skills station. After they complete their skills station, they could do a post-test. They hand in their post-test. They get a certificate of attendance. We have some handouts that we give out, and our program uses the CDC's general recommendations on immunization as our source document. The pre and post tests are 10 questions, true, false. We have the same questions on both. We've designed them to test for information that's exactly what we want people to have when they leave. So they really indicate the effectiveness of our program, and we use the information we get from the pretest during the program. One of us will be grading the pretest while the other one is doing the lecture so that we know if there's a particular knowledge deficit in the audience, we need to really focus on that in the program. So of the 14 sites where we gave these programs in 2010, all the questions improved from the pretest to the post-test, and we saw a greater improvement on more questions as the year progressed, which is a way of saying that we did a better and better job of getting our program to accomplish what we wanted it to. Here are some photographs from one of the skills sessions. That's me and Kathy doing the part of the PowerPoint. And then here are some photos from the skill station. So at the skill stations, we have public health nurses from the local health department in whatever part of the state we are. And they will be, each nurse will be at a skill station. The way we do it is we have a single skill station. So at the skill station, what people do is they identify on this baby, which is a doll, and on the instructor, IM and sub-Q injection sites, and then they mix a subcutaneous injection and draw up an intramuscular injection and administer those. And we just use diluent, and they administer them into a needle pad. So all along the way, we're also asking questions that have been in the prior discussion about correct technique, about IM and sub-Q sites, about storage and handling, about vaccine safety. And at the same time, an RN is observing their technique, and it gives you a real opportunity to address exactly any deficits that you see. Our program was initially adapted from California's Immunization Techniques Safe Effective Caring Program, and that DVD is available from immunize.org. And in 2006, Sandra Jo Hammer very kindly invited me out there for a train-the-trainer session and was extremely generous in sharing everything about their program, and that's really what we have built our program on. And we've adapted it for Pennsylvania. We first began with the Philadelphia Department of Public Health, and the Philadelphia Department of Public Health has now taken it, and they really run it themselves and have developed their own slide set and their own skill stations. I go out and I just help out with a skill station now. And the program has sprouted in many new directions. Now, we also have gotten our program accredited for CME CEU credits and also with the American Association of Medical Assistants. Participants, the program was designed really to be used initially with medical assistants who are more and more the immunizers, and yet their training and education varies so widely. We have found going along, though, that there is a big demand for this kind of program with LPNs, RNs, and nursing students. And these may be people who have been working in other areas of nursing, not giving injections, maybe never having used safety syringes, and now maybe starting to work in a pediatric office, maybe starting to be involved in school or community-based flu clinics. And so we have found, I think that was one thing that's been surprising to us. And most recently, we've expanded to working with SERV-PA, which is Pennsylvania's Emergency Preparedness Group. And now SERV-PA in Pennsylvania only works with licensed medical professionals. So in those trainings, medical assistants who are not licensed in Pennsylvania are not included. I want to give you a taste of some of the slides because the Immunization Techniques DVD and the EZIC and other materials are terrific on the techniques of how to draw up and administer intramuscular, subcutaneous, oral, and intranasal vaccines. When we show that 25-minute DVD kind of in the middle of our PowerPoint, we don't really repeat anything that's in it. It's very strong. It stands on its own. But there are a number of other things that are important. So this is one of the early slides. You are the key, the health of your patients, children, adolescents, and adults, a safe and healthy community, the financial health of your workplace. So we're laying the groundwork here for storage and handling, for the importance of everybody being a good vaccine handler, and for healthcare worker immunization. Immunization is both a skill and an art. We have our sessions be very interactive, so we're making clear, yes, we have certain knowledge that we want to make sure we get, but we also want it to be a sharing of the art part and of people, you know, the various tips that, because many people in the audience will have been giving immunizations for some years. Why do we immunize? We discuss vaccine-preventable diseases, and this is a great opportunity in terms of the collaboration with local health departments because the immunization nurses who are helping us, can talk about the local vaccine-preventable disease epidemiology. Immunization schedules, medical assistance and the law, this is something that people get wrong at the beginning and get it right later on because they mistakenly think they report both to physicians and nurses. Vaccine orders, the correct documentation, this is of course a great place to promote the local immunization information system. Safety syringes and needle stick injuries. To our surprise, many sites do not use safety syringes, and so this is an area that we sometimes have additional intervention after the program with, and we also cover what to do with needle stick injuries. Vaccine storage and handling, power failure, preventing it and dealing with it, vaccine reactions, preventing them and dealing with them. Your health, so we cover healthcare worker immunizations and the importance of them, and this logo is also from one of the Southeast PA Immunization Coalition's work with the Philadelphia Phillies. Vaccine safety, we want everybody who comes to these sessions to be science-based vaccine advocates. We want them to have something to say to patients besides, let me get the doctor, and we want them to have something to say to people in their community when people say, oh, well, did you get the flu shot? And of course, we want them to say, yes, they did. At different points, we ask questions. These are examples of some of the questions that we use. We cover all these aspects of vaccine administration. As I mentioned, so all that has happened before the DVD. So after the DVD, we cover needle length, aseptic technique, which is the basis of what we'll be using at the skill stations, drawing up vaccines, the importance of the right vaccine and diluent. Mistakes can happen, of course, so we have discussion about what if you use the wrong diluent, wrong route, or expired vaccine, correct restraint, proper disposal. We want everybody to feel like an immunization champion, and then we have the skills practice. So in terms of impact and outcome, we have identified a tremendous need for this type of training and, in fact, are unable to meet the total demand. There's a very important role for in-person interactive discussion, and there is no substitute for one-on-one supervision of skills. When people are in small groups, that's when they ask the questions, and when you observe what they're doing, you can really see, I mean, we just about always see breaks in technique that are important and that we can correct. And we've discovered areas needing action that were unexpected, such as the use of safety syringe, the importance of aseptic technique and going into some detail about what that is, and RNs needing skills training. There are a lot of parts of this program where we do promote the immunization coalitions and the immunization information systems, and where we really work on developing confident science-based vaccine advocates for the practice and the community. We've had a lot of spin-off into new programs, such as trainings for RNs from a magnet health system who is doing school-based clinics, and they had RNs throughout their hospital who really weren't familiar with a lot of aspects of immunization and vaccines that we ran through these clinics in conjunction with two local health departments. Emergency preparedness, as I mentioned, I think is a great area for us to think about linking with more in our immunization work. And there are a couple of health systems that have incorporated aspects of this into their yearly competency checks. On my to-do list would certainly be moving this type of program more into educational and training programs. Of course, this is something we've tried to do, and we have done some in connection with technical training institutes and schools of nursing, but of course it would make more sense for it to be, you know, done at that earlier stage. We need to obtain funding to sustain our efforts and conduct research on the impact. As I mentioned, the pre- and post-test is not really a good judge of the impact of the program. It's more helpful to us in making sure our programs are effective, you know, at the time. And I would really love to establish a network of immunization skills educators to share resources and experiences. And again, this is something I've tried to do in kind of a limited way, but, you know, I'm one person in Pennsylvania. I particularly want to thank Sandra Jo Hammer, Donna Weaver, Dr. Bill Atkinson, Dr. Andrew Kroger, Dr. Paul Offit, the Immunization Action Coalition, and my colleagues at the PA Chapter, American Academy of Pediatrics, the PA Department of Health, and the Philadelphia Department of Public Health. So this is me and Kathy, and one thing I wanted to mention is that at our website, www.paiep.org, we always have our current slide set. We update our slides very frequently. I mean, I update slides sometimes a couple times a week to be current and really up to date with the latest information. But the whole slide set is always on that website on the homepage on the right under What's New. Thank you.